My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how to structure your NFT project the right way.
There's so many NFT projects out there. It's not new anymore. It's still hot, maybe not as hot as it was a few months ago. But so when you're thinking about NFTs, from team to releasing to marketing to operations, there's just so many aspects to it. It's like a business all in of itself. How do you structure your projects so then that way things go well?
Yep. So I believe that if you're the founder of the project, so in this case for Leveling Up Heroes, I'm the founder of it. You have to be boots on the ground right now. At least as of this recording, we're recording this in January 2022. Nobody knows what the heck is going on right now, right? And so the business people that have launched NFTs so far would be like the personalities would be like a Gary Vee and Tom Bilyeu, right? Other than that, I mean, there's not like a template to work off of. So really, for me, I'm just going to experience share here. I had to think about, okay, who do I need to hire exactly? So that required me to go ask around, like, and I thankfully, like, I know the director of brand strategy for V Friends, right, which is Gary V's project. I asked him how was the team structured, and he led me down the rabbit hole to talk to these other people. So for me, it was talking to a lot of people on Twitter, on Instagram, through text, Discord, figuring out, okay, what's the structure look like? What's the foundation? And then from there, okay, how do I find these people, right? Who, not how. And so I went on Discord, right? I asked around again, and I managed to get the people that I needed. So when you think about structuring your team, you need not you need community managers, right? So ideally like a couple. So we have really three or four community managers right now that are working on leveling up heroes. Okay. The second thing is you probably need a Solidity developer or a Rust developer, meaning that they're the ones that will code the smart contracts. Not only that, you need to have another developer verify the code so you don't get screwed at the end of the day too, right? Got to make sure you trust these developers. I think we trust ours. And then you will need artists, right? So I found artists. I went on Dribbble, D-R-I-B-B-B-L-E. You can find great artists there. Twitter has great NFT artists too, if you just search for NFT artists. But basically, I was doing a lot of grassroots recruiting on my own. I was asking how to do this, doing a lot of recruiting on my own. And then so I found the two artists, right, to help out. And from there, you also need a project manager. You need a day-to-dayer, for lack of a better word, where this person's quarterbacking everything, keeping everything updated, play by play. And then from there, we're meeting once a week. So 7:30 p.m. Eastern, we have our stand-up. 8 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, we do another one. So it's very much like a pretty intensive process. And you know, we have a front end developer and a front end designer too. So we're really working with a team of contractors. It's a team of mercenaries, but everyone feels so aligned. I've like never felt so aligned to a team of contractors before. It's weird. And then our project manager is full time on the team. So that's how you might structure the entire project. And this is going to change over time. Like what I'm saying, this is January 2022. It might change in the future, right? I'm just saying for right now, this is how you might do it. And if you want to drive the vision forward, you're probably going to have to write some type of memo just to get everyone aligned. And you're going to have to be constantly communicating.
So if you are recommending to someone, let's say I want to start an NFT project and I'm going to go out there, what are three things you would recommend to me from a structure standpoint? Like the three most important things.
Three most important things is structure the project, right?
Yep.
So number one, it's, you know, how are you going to structure communications, right? So we, even though we have a Discord server, we actually communicate in Slack and we use a tool called Threads. So Threads serves as kind of a message board and Slack is kind of for collaborating because we have for business stuff, we use Slack, right? So I would say communications comms are very important, right? And then also like having number two would be having that the recurring like live communication, synchronous communication on Zoom, right? Seeing everyone's face, talking about the vision, talking about what the blockers are, solving problems together. That really gets everyone in. And then the third item is if you want to structure it the right way, like a lot of this is still very much a marketing play right now. So how you think about promotions is going to matter quite a bit. And you have to do a lot of planning for promotions. And that's like the Twitter spaces, the email lists, right? The clubhouses, right? Interacting with people on Twitter. It's basically like a PR push for like 2 weeks. And me doing this on the podcast right now is part of that push, right? But we had to be very thoughtful in terms of how we wanted to plan this out.
Cool. Right. Well, that was it for today's episode. And Eric, where can people learn more about your NFT project?
Yeah. If you want to get whitelisted, the whitelist is opening in 3 days, 1/18/2022. And it's levelingup.com/hero. So it's H-E-R-O, levelingup.com/hero. And we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.